back with another episode and another season of the Brick House Podcast. Wow. Bob Johnson here.
Matt Baker, this is the official start of season three.
Season three, you know what that means.
What?
Team previews.
Oh, I was going to say more people are going to die. All those other hosts that came through, and this is like Game of Thrones, if I might.
Yes, please.
If I may. if you listen to us, season one, we just went through a whole bunch of co-hosts. They were just getting offed left and right. There's that big Red Wedding podcast there.
No one saw that coming.
Oh, man. We'll see how season three goes. It should be good. Unfortunately, the writer of the books of Brick House has only written up to season three. So we may have to go rogue in season four.
We have a new segment where we may alienate whatever listeners we have left here in season three.
Great.
The segment that we're introducing at the top of every preview this season is a roast.
Oh, wow. No promises these will be good.
Yeah. If you're going to criticize anything about them, it's that they're not funny enough. But if you think it's because we actually just have some vitriolic hate of your team, we don't care enough for that.
Ooh.
This is just...
That's even worse.
Hey, you know, if you're a Lakers fan and if you don't like us picking on your Lakers, tune in for the Celtics podcast. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're going to roast everybody. Nobody's safe here.
Nobody is safe.
Including the team that we're starting our previews with. The past two seasons, you might not have expected to see them at the very bottom of our season preview. The team we're predicting is the worst team in the NBA for the 2017-2018 season, the Chicago Bulls.
That's a bold statement there. Not a lot of people would have saw that coming, I guess.
We have our own crystal ball here at Brick House.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get right into the roast of the Bulls. Again, you can tweet us at BrickHousePod or email us through our website, BrickHousePodcast.com. Thanks to the Almighty Baller Network for keeping us for another season.
Now, is this a roast of the Bulls or a roast of the city of Chicago in general?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
We'll see what we get to. Okay. Well, I'm so glad that Bulls owner Jerry Reinsdorf treats Brick House so well as he treats his second-round draft picks anyways, and that he refuses to pay for our services at all.
Gosh, these are going to be so great.
A lot of new faces in Chicago. I haven't seen this many Wolves on one team since the Stark family. Game of Thrones.
So good.
Hold it back. Zach LaVine is a great young player. It upset me to hear people say he's just a dunker. After he comes back from his ACL tear, he'll prove everyone wrong when he reveals he can no longer dunk.
Headlines!
Super Hooper shout out. I really think Cristiano Felicio looks like a young Forrest Whitaker, but somehow Whitaker looks like more of an athlete. We better hurry up with this preview. Robin Lopez has to go hide in some 5-year-old's closet.
Oh, gosh.
We better hurry up with this preview. Robin Lopez has to rush home to the top of the beanstalk.
Yeah.
We better hurry up with this preview. Robin Lopez has to get back to protecting Queen Circe.
Is that because he's a dragon?
Well, he's a mountain. He's a giant mountain man.
Giant
ugly man. Dwayne Wade is one guy who's always had his own style as a player. Unfortunately for the Bulls this season, Dwayne's saving all his style for the tailored suits he'll be wearing at the end of the bench. Last, my message for young Bulls Bobby Portis and Chris Dunn, live up to your potential just a little this year, and maybe I'll write a roast joke about you next time.
Oh, that's the coldest reality of them all. Bob, Chicago's O'Hare International Airport consumes 6 times more hot dogs than LAX and LaGuardia combined. Another thing O'Hare leads the nation in, most planes unable to take off due to fat.
Roasted.
Got him. You hear the Bulls wanted to do a promotion with the Cubs. It was buy a Cubs ticket, get a Bulls ticket for free. But the Cubs denied him, saying, sorry, we don't associate with losers.
Oh,
man.
The tables have turned.
The Bulls are in such bad shape, and you can tell because even the Michael Jordan statue out front of the United Center has stopped betting on them.
Very nice, Matt.
Thank you.
That's how the roasts are going to go. It's probably even downhill from there. Let's get into our next segment. Changes.
Oh, man.
All
Is a oldie but goodie. The biggest change was the trading of one James Butler III.
Jimison.
Actually, his given name is Jimmy. It's not James.
Oh, wow. So,
unless I've been lied to by the internet.
The Y before the M, like Dwayne.
Mm-hmm. So they got back Chris Dunn and Zach LaVine, and they got the rights to draft Lauri Markkanen. Free agents, they got Justin Holliday. They lost Joffrey LaVougarnay.
King Joffrey.
And Michael Carter Williams. I wouldn't say they lost Michael Carter Williams as much as he went to a different
team. They ditched
him. They also had Anthony Morrow, who was not re-signed. And Nikola Mirotic is still unsigned as of this podcast. He's still a restricted free agent. So
the starting lineup for this team...
Mm-hmm.
You can see why we put him in the bottom of the rankings.
And now, the starting lineup for your Chicago Bulls!
You got Chris Dunn at point guard, Dwayne Wade at 25 games at shooting guard,
yeah.
Zach LaVine projected to start at small forward, Bobby Portis, and Robin Lopez in the front court.
That's a squad. That is a squad.
That is a number 30th tanking for Michael Porter Jr. squad.
A squad of humans. Vegas has the over-under set at 28.5 for this team.
I would go under on that.
Yeah.
Unless Bobby Portis, Zach LaVine, and Chris Dunn turn into really good players.
Yeah, it's tough because you have to take into consideration the badness of the East. But at the same time, you might be part of the badness of the East.
Well, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of teams in the East that have between 25 and 37 wins.
Yeah, it's just going to be a jumble of...
And a lot of them are going to get into the playoffs.
If Wade only plays about 25 games, or like half the games even...
Or bought out or...
Yeah, or bought out. This is a team ripe for a tank. It really is. I think Wade, the name of Dwayne Wade, makes the team seem a little bit better than it is. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it's like pyrite. Fool's gold.
Fool's gold. There you go. So, yeah, I think that over-under for me is right around, I would say, maybe 30. I'll go with a little over, but if they're terrible, it won't surprise me.
I bet on 5 or 6 different teams at the beginning of last year over-under win totals.
Yeah.
It is amazing how close Vegas gets those.
Right.
We have 2 new segments this year for our team previews that are going to help you understand the actual inner workings and team dynamics of the team.
Oh, wow, yeah.
This next one has a new sound to you. I'm excited to debut by Brendan Etter. Thank you, Brendan, for the Survivor sound to you.
So good.
Which of the players on the team, or execs, I'm sure, will eventually get to. There's going to be a lot of previews.
Yeah.
which one of the members of the Bulls would be the first one voted off the island?
Uh-huh.
Full disclosure, I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Survivor, but we can imagine.
Yeah.
I've seen the trailers.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it either. But
so who would be the first person voted off the island, and who would win the game of Survivor, Chicago Bulls version? I said Lauri Markkanen is voted off the island first for sure. He doesn't even mind. His Finnish skin can't take the tropical sun.
Yeah.
There's no SPF strong enough.
You promised that Lauri Markkanen joke, and you brought it, Bob.
And Robin Lopez is my bet for the winner of Survivor Season 20. That was the season where everyone dressed as the mascot of their favorite team. Robin Lopez.
I said the first one off is Robin Lopez.
Oh, controversy.
Controversy early on. If this is a preview of what's to come. Am I as simple? Is he allowed to bring his cat?
No cat.
No dice. No cat, no dice, Bob. That's the...
He just swims. He jumps off himself.
Yeah. My winner is Chris Dunn.
Okay.
Given his background, he seems like he survived, coming up to get into the NBA.
He attacked his father with a broken beer bottle once, I think, when he was like six.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with him.
That was on the Woj pod.
Yeah.
Our other new segment is called Five Stars.
Five Stars.
This is where we're breaking down some stuff from the city of Chicago and giving a ranking of between 1 and 5 stars.
Okay.
Let me give you an example.
Please do.
Deep dish pizza.
Oh, wow.
We're all familiar. It's a Chicago treat.
Yeah.
It's like their version of Rice-A-Roni. The more appropriate name for deep dish would be cheese pie. It also takes about 5 times as long to bake as a normal pizza.
Right.
2 stars.
Oof, brutal. Yeah, I know some of those places, as soon as you walk in, they hit you with, if you're going to want a pizza, you got to do it now.
Yeah. It's going to be an hour.
You got to go, go, got to go. 2 stars. Brutal. DMK, it's a burger joint in Chicago. It's the best burger I've ever had.
Whoa.
5 stars. DMK, not Donkey Kong.
Oh, okay.
There's no joke. I just wanted to plug the best hamburger I've ever had.
Go and try that. Al Capone.
Wow, Matt. Yeah.
Famous Chicagoan. Maybe the most famous bad guy who's celebrated as a cult hero. Plus, he thought taxes were bullshit, and I respect that. 5 stars.
All those people he had whacked. That's another thing.
Yeah, those bonus points. You can't get more than 5 stars.
Dyeing the river green for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, uh-huh. How do you feel about that?
I'm torn because it is kind of cool. It looks cool. But you can also tell it was plotted by a bunch of drunks because the river stays green for a long time after that, which makes it seem less cool and more like it has a bunch of algae or something in it. So since that, I'm giving it 3 stars.
3 stars.
Very,
okay.
It's like a very average.
Middle of the road.
Yeah, very average.
Middle of the river.
There you go.
There is something from Chicago that is more overrated than deep dish pizza.
Oh, okay.
That's the Sears Tower. I visited the Sears Tower on my most recent
It's called the Willis Tower now.
Is it the Willis Tower?
Yeah.
Even more bullshit.
Okay.
I went up in this tower earlier this year. It's basically like a skit my friend Gabe wrote years ago called The Line, The Ride. I went on Easter. We waited in line for almost an hour to go to the top. It cost something between $25 and $40.
Sure.
And once we get up to the top, you look around, and then you have to get in another line that takes about 30 minutes to go in the elevator back down. We were rushed to get on our plane. We could have skipped the whole tower because we had the same view 30 seconds into takeoff. No extra charge.
That's okay.
Airport security line was about a tenth of the size, too.
Yeah.
1 star.
1 star. There you go. Here's a twofer.
Okay.
You know how Wrigley Field has the ivy covering the outfield walls?
Right.
The ivy at Wrigley Field, 5 stars.
Mm.
The brick wall hidden behind it that people run into, 1 star.
You're going to be seeing 50 stars.
Yeah, that's true.
Catch a fly ball right into
That's a good
that.
One. I should have gone with that.
That's our new segment. That's 5 stars.
I think it went over well.
Yeah, thanks for playing.
America will love it.
On the next episode of Brick House.
What do we got next? What's the next team we're previewing? It's another Eastern playoff team that's hit bottom. You could say their wings were clipped, or you could say they signed a candy-loving center for a season and lost 4 of their all-stars. But if you go to a game, you might see Gucci Mane on the sideline.
Oh, wow.
So points for that. 1 star. My favorite tidbit about this team was the owner leaking his own racist email a couple years ago, right before he was announcing he wanted to sell the team.
Yeah.
The old Donald Sterling special. We'll talk about that one in a couple days on the next episode of Brickhouse.